Darling, I need to talk to you. And it's really important. I need you to listen to me. I mean it. This is so difficult. But I need to say it. I love you. I love all that you are, and I think that you're amazing. But you don't. You don't love yourself. You're harsh, mean, cruel. And it just it makes my heart ache. This is so hard. It's not who you are that you see. That person that you put down, that person that you rip into with cruel barbs and knives, it's not you. It's who you think you are. And it doesn't bear any resemblance to the reality of you. But it's become second nature. How long have you been like this? How long have you been cruel and mean? Oh, darling. If you allowed yourself to see your light, oh, you would be blinded by the wonder, rather than being blind to just how wonderful you are. Blind to all that you are. You feel like you're lacking. I don't know in what way. You feel like you should be more. Darling, you are enough. Never let someone make you feel as if you're not. You are enough. Now I'm going to repeat that because I really, really want you to hear this. You are enough. Oh, darling, you have been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. I need you to do something for me. I need you to approve of yourself. To try liking yourself. Just do it and see what happens. I promise you. The change. You'll see yourself. Really see yourself. Oh, darling. Pleasing everyone is not healthy. It's not right. It's not good when you end up neglecting yourself, being cruel to yourself, putting yourself down. You always rip yourself to shreds, to pieces, and you criticize every little thing, every failure. But darling, what defines a person is how they rise after falling. But you never see that. You never see the successes. You never see the positivity. You just... It's hard to say. You've just become mired in the negativity. You never look up. The stars are so bright, your stars shine. Oh, I fell in love with the stars in your eyes. I fell in love with all you are. And you don't see it. You don't see it. Look up, darling. Look up. There are such wondrous sights to see. You make out as if your story is a sad one, a tragic one, full of failure and disappointment. But darling, what's past doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what has been written in your novel so far. What's important is how you fill the rest of the pages. You determine your story. And darling, I want you to be happy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve so much. Positive, bright sunshine. I want you to be happy. because you have made me so happy. So, darling, my sweet darling, don't look back. Let the past be what it is. Look forward. Don't look back. It will only distract you from the now, and the now is so full of wonderful possibilities. You have to realize that. You can't compare yourself. You are unique, an individual. And even if you are the ripest, most juiciest nectarine in the world, full and plump and luscious, there will always be people who absolutely hate nectarines. And you can't judge yourself for that. It's not fair. You're not fair to yourself. And it breaks my heart. I love you because of who you are. You are different. You're unique. You're not like anyone else. You make me happy in a way that no one else can. And I just want you to have that same happiness. Let yourself be happy. So please. Just. So please. Be kinder. Be nicer. Be sweeter. Just. Be as nice to yourself as you are to me. Love yourself like you love me. See yourself like I do. All the light, sweetness, the opportunity, the possibilities. Don't be mean. Don't be cruel. Don't rip into yourself. Don't put yourself down. Because you don't deserve it. You're wonderful. And I just want you to have a chance to see it.